Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for a new day of living in the light of your love, your presence, your great power, your name that is exalted above all things. And thank you. We are being raised and seated with you. So we just thank you. Thank you for making a way for us to be with you, in because in you we live and move and have our being. So bless this word, this wonderful word this morning to our hearts, our heads, our attitudes, and our actions. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious disciples. We're going on this morning, and yesterday we spoke about the parable of the seed and the sower, and we saw there the word was very clear. If you don't understand this parable, you won't understand all other parables. So it's so important to see the heart of commitment. And it goes on now in what we've seen this morning in the readings. In this morning in the readings, Anita sent it to us already. We can see they have eyes, but they don't see. We can see they have ears, and they don't hear. But God wants them to see and wants them to hear, because he says he would love it that they would turn so he could heal them, and then he could bring about his wonderful love plan for their lives. So that's powerful. And this just confirms so many other scriptures. You know, if you're double-minded, you'll receive nothing from God. And it says that he who finds his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my name's sake will find it. So here the Lord puts it into picture. You know, the fall has come, and man has fallen into the snares of the evil one. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come to give life and life in abundance. But what he points out clearly here this morning is you've got two groups of people in the eyes of God. There is people, and this is people, high, low class, middle class, high class, whatever class. And then you got the God class, and the God class is the disciples. So God puts everyone into two categories here.
Yeah.
And so we can see the need to be dedicated, disciplined disciples that has turned to the Lord for salvation, been born again, been spirit-filled, and then he's dedicated to follow him on a daily basis. You see that. That's what I see in these readings, guys. We just went into that of all people. Those are the scriptures we shared this morning. And tomorrow we're going to go into the wonderful picture of disciples again that receive, that can persevere, that understands that they are in the Lord, that they're raised and seated in the Lord and with the Lord. And they need to work together with the Lord. But yeah, just the emphasis again here this morning, we need to be born again. You need to be fully committed. And then when you're fully committed, you experience a fully committed God that is fully committed to your destiny, the purpose written in heaven for you, the wonderful love, the grace of God. So, because why? He is fully committed. So he doesn't work here with part-time believers. We got a full-time God, and so we must be a full-time Christian. So staying with the Lord, walking with the Lord, in fellowship with the Lord, obedient to the Lord on a daily basis. Amen. Be blessed to know God loves you, and he just wants the best, but he needs your heart. He needs your undivided attention. He needs your dedication and commitment. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.